With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Well, guys, the topic of this video is absolutely horrifying. It is horrifying. Guys, school shootings have been a thing ever since Columbine back in 1999. And for the past couple of years, there's definitely been an uptick in transgenders wanting to do harm to students at schools. Remember the Nashville trans shooter? Yeah, that was a real thing. But apparently, we have not learned our lesson. Apparently not. Now, the Nashville shooting, I believe that was really, the people were really kind of caught off guard. Okay? I hope we never have anything like that that happens. I hope that all school shootings, regardless if it's trans or not, it needs to stop. But we got a very, very disturbing topic here to talk about, guys. A school near Boston, a transgender actually had a hit list of students. I believe it was something like 40 students. I could actually be wrong on that number. But you guys are going to be horrified at the reaction the school actually did. What did they actually do? You guys will not believe this. This is obviously a woke school. And woke schools, man, I mean, let's just be real, man. I hope it doesn't happen. But it definitely seems like this school could actually get targeted because of this school's lack of action. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video. Subscribe to the channel. Become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button. Get access to the same thing. Let's get into this. I cannot believe this topic here, guys. It says, trans student makes hit list. Allowed to stay in far left school. I'm going to repeat that again. This student had a hit list. We don't know if it was a boy or girl. But the school allowed this student to stay. And it gets worse, guys. The details are much, much worse. Students are now in danger, in my opinion. Look at this here. It says a transgender student at a far-left school district near Boston has been allowed to remain in school despite creating a hit list of students and teachers to target. Had we not been paying attention to the school shootings? Apparently, this school district said, nah, we ain't worried about that. Folks, if I'm a parent and my kid is in this school district, I'm pulling them out now. Says here, the Daily Mail reported on leaked emails that showed how the school district decided to handle the clear and present threat of a transgender student by name, effectively threatening to harm 40 individuals. So I was right about that number. And instead of accountability, responsibility, and consequences, they call for empathy. What? I would have had to police that school to arrest that student and lock this student up, get this student the help, because we don't need another mass shooting. A group named Parents Defending Education, PDE for short, acquired the emails in a records request, which revealed the horrifying lack of awareness and misplaced priorities of school administrators. According to the Daily Mail, school officials discovered the hit list on a student's computer and immediately set about to ensure that every possible excuse was made to justify their actions. Instead of expelling the student or warning parents, how about calling the police? They emailed each other saying they should have empathy for the creator, should create anti-bias training, as well as an LGBTQIA plus affinity group with urgent priority. They're trying to make this would-be assassin comfortable. And this is not going to work, guys. Not in my opinion. This is crazy, man. The Daily Mail spoke to a PDE researcher, Casey Ryan, explaining how school officials exquisitely demonstrated the absurdness of thinking at the heart of identity politics. Quote, the district placed a higher priority on the transgender students' comfort than the safety of 40 other individuals, Ryan said. And something's telling me, man, if this student actually did get a gun, and do you think that this person is just only going to take out the people on the hit list? There could be other people caught in a crossfire. This is insane, man. These woke schools, man, are really trying to endanger other students. Pull your kids out of these schools. It's not safe, man. They have the hit list. They did nothing. I don't even think the police were called. I could be wrong, but it definitely sounds like the police weren't called, because I'm pretty sure the police were called. That student wouldn't be allowed to actually remain in school. But this kid was allowed to remain in school. Folks, pull your kids out of the school. You people out there in the Boston area, man, if you're watching this video, if this is the first time you actually heard about it, pull your kids out of the school. Your children are not safe because the school district is woke. Wokeness kills. I just unbelievable, man. I cannot believe nothing. They tried to accommodate this would-be assassin. Talking about anti-LGBT alphabet training. Something is wrong with this student. This student really, really does need help. But instead of actually helping the student, they actually make things worse, man. Maybe that student doesn't even realize that what they did was wrong. Because this student is trans. So therefore, man, that's a protected class right there. Can't do anything about that. Astonishing, man. Absolutely astonishing, man. This is horrifying, man. Horrifying. This school district, man, may end up having blood on their hands. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.